Hello everyone, my name is Francis Gennaris and I'm a general OpenSUSE community user, and I'm just going to do a talk about the state of the community and what's going on and problems we're facing, ongoing efforts, and what kind of plans we might be planning in the community for the future. So first, OpenSUSE, how is it a community distribution and what do we mean when we say that? OpenSUSE, since SUSE Linux 10.1 is no longer all, development is no longer all in-house. It's open to the community to be involved, and there's public beta testing. There is an open bug tracker where you can submit bugs and post enhancements, and there's public mailing lists, and there's more and more mailing lists that are being taken from private to public, and you can get involved in discussion with developers and discuss what you want to be changed. There's also open status meetings, which are novel developers and community users can discuss and get an update on the status of things. And of course, there's open software. I think there's definitely been a positive response to the OpenSUSE community effort, and that's what we're going to go into now. So, for example, with bug reporting, for 10.1 there was 700 bug reports by community users, which is 53%. So that's a huge majority of a development process before that was completely in-house. And 10.2, this is increasing more, 60% bug reports, more people were encouraged, and this went even better. There's also translations. There are tier 1 languages which are translated by Novell and they're paid for that, but there's also other languages which the community contribute translations, and there's collaboration there. Other ways in which it's been good is the build service. This is really excellent for users. It gives them a whole horde of packages. I think the last count was around 6,000 for 10.2, which was only released a couple of months ago. The website is also powered by MediaWiki, so all users can contribute and edit and add documentation there. And of course, since the mailing lists are public and the IRC status meetings are available, you can easily contribute and change things and tell the developers, no, I don't like the way this is happening, or how about this new idea and things might be implemented. An example for 10.2 was Metalinks, for example. There was a few discussion on how to improve getting out the ISOs to all users, even at release time when there's a whole horde of people trying to get them, and Metalinks was brought forward and that was added to the official download page. And I think there was around 60,000 downloads in the first 3 days of Metalinks, so that's a really good improvement. Now, there's also been some problems and challenges faced because of this complete change from an in-house distribution to a community one. And for example, and at the moment, Factory, which is the OpenSUSE development version, is still not in the build service. It's still development is still handled the way it was before. So if you're a community packager, you still can't directly contribute to the development version. It would have to be done. You'd have to make a package and have it in the build service, and then tell the current developers how it is. There is work. Eventually, the plan is to move it into the build service, but that won't happen still for a few months, I'm sure. There's a whole board of packages in the build service as well, but you can't file bugs or post enhancements for them at the moment. The build service is improving this, planning on improving this. There's going to be something track like that, I think. So packages like the KD packages, for example, which are really widely used because they always contain the latest version of KD, you'll be able to say, hey, this isn't working, could it be fixed, even if it's not completely guaranteed by another. One of the biggest problems I think at the moment with the community is the problem of a defragmented community, because there was no strong community binding before, so now we have a whole board of micro communities. For example, there's very little, if any, correspondence at all between mailing list users, forum users, or people on IRC a lot of the time. And this is a real problem. The reason this is a problem is because, of course, collaboration is one of the main things about Linux, and people can all contribute to produce software and stuff, or documentation, and it's a weak community because of this, because they're not working together. There's you have multiple resources. If I want to find a document on this tutorial, it could be in this resource, it could be in another resource. You don't really know where. You can use Google, but it's anything but ideal. Of course, there's also a huge duplication of effort here, because each small micro community will have their own documentation, their own way to do something, for example, and they're each making documents which each other community has. And this, when they could be working on a team to get a whole lot more documentation. Of course, this person, the people this really impacts is the new user. A new user has no clue where he might get one specific type of documentation. There is a main site, but then, for example, the forums, SUSE Linux Support, have their own wiki as well. And then there's about four or five other resources which are still also widely used. So the new user is really hit by this. For example, there's a few forums which a user would have to choose from. Now I'd like to talk a bit about the ongoing efforts in the community and what's being worked on. I'm just going to talk first about the conclusions we reached. We had a community meeting on IRC, it's been two so far, and hopefully scheduling another one for a soon time. And one of the conclusions reached was centralizing, trying to get a centralization of documentation. And then what else is going on? These are the community packages which are available, and then I'm just going to give an example of two projects that are going on in the community, which are the package search and MakeSUSEDB. Okay, so one of the conclusions was that a new user will really benefit a new user if we have complete centralization of documentation. And the obvious place to add it for all this to be is on opensuse.org, where there's media wiki, anyone can contribute, and it's good. Of course, collaboration will be maximized this way, and it will be easy for new users. One problem that was faced, however, was that not all documentation might be able to go on opensuse.org. For example, Pac-Man or Zuri tutorials for particular multimedia formats or something, and these are important things to many community users, since it's what they often require to do for the operating system experience. And so we decided to launch opensuse-community.org, and already we agreed on a few things that we'd like to do. For example, have quite an integrated feel, so as you can see it's quite similar with different colours, monochrome and blue. And this is not going to be a place to replace opensuse.org at all. It's a place to just supplement it with perhaps extra documentation. And there's a few documents up there already, and it's been quite well received so far. There's been quite a lot of visits, I think around 20,000 in the first 2 weeks. So in the first 2 or 3 weeks. And so that's really good news. Also, there's community packages, as probably, of course, most people know. There's Pac-Man, which is probably the most popular third-party repository with nearly 1,800 packages, as it says there. It has a really nice new interface, which was added a few months ago. So you can search packages really easily. And there's also Guru, of course, which is the other third-party community repository which everyone has. And this has backported packages, the packages that are built differently. For example, Amarok might be built with MySQL support for other users and different engines, or just packages that aren't anywhere else. There's also, since there's this effort of centralization, the question of course is brought up of merging Guru into Pac-Man. And at the moment it's discussions are going on with this, and it's something that's been agreed that will be a good idea, but there's still problems generally down to hosting, because as you can see, 1,000 packages into nearly 2,000, the whole thing could collapse. So, but this is going to be worked on, so maybe sometime in the future. We'll see. Now an example of a great package, application, for example, that's going on in the community, and this is the package search, which you can get at that URL. And it's really good for community users, since it gives a centralized place to find all open source packages instead of searching on Google or for RPMs, you just go to this open SUSE package search, and it searches the online repositories for Tenpo and Tenpo 2, and the build service with every single repository, and Pacman and Guru. So it's very easy to see exactly where the package is. Here's an example search for Basket, and as you can see, it shows the location in the online repository, and then has it as well the Guru updated package, for example, and very handy, very good. And also improvements being worked on this, or integrating it with different type of package management, which might make it easier for the user to directly install things. Another example is also make SUSE DVD, which is a powerful ISO manipulator created by Hui. And as everyone I'm sure here probably knows, it was originally created to merge CD ISOs into one DVD ISO. But now it supports a lot of other things, and it can assist you in making your own SUSE-based distribution. For example, there's a command line option to simply add to your ISO a whole collection of packages that you might have in a folder. So you can create your customized own SUSE DVD. It's quite easy to do. Of course, there's also bigger efforts by this from Novell and SUSE developers to make your own live DVD and stuff. That's very interesting. Also, there's Rembrandt, which can work together with make SUSE DVD to remove Novell branding to more easily make your own SUSE distribution. There's also make SUSE DVD also assists you in having a no CD or DVD installed by simply mounting the ISO, and it can give you the relevant boot entry for your grub or Lilo. And that's quite handy. So what other plans are there for the future with the Open SUSE community? And we had a lot of discussion, particularly in our second community meeting, about this. And of course we need to continue expanding documentation and maybe like really have a revolution of quality control on the Open SUSE wiki, since this is something that a lot of community members seem to be put off by the organization of the wiki. And maybe if we can really get some efforts into that, we can get some quick contributions. Also, there was a suggestion of a community bugzilla. For example, the novel bugzilla can't really be used for Pacman Guru, so the question was brought up of whether there should be a bugzilla, for example, for the Open SUSE community website and Guru and Pacman, and they can have bugs or enhancements or package requests and things like that. Also, the very important question was posed of having one forum, whether, because as you know, there's multiple forums for SUSE links, and this is problematic for a new user. And if we raised this in our second community meeting, we had a few administrators from the different forums, and discussion was quite productive. The conclusion ended up being that the forum administrators would discuss with themselves and hopefully reach an agreement. And we're waiting on some of their thoughts, and hopefully there'll be discussion from different members of the community and the forum administrators to see if this can really happen and really be executed, because it would be really great to have. Also, another problem and question raised is how to deal with community acknowledgement. For example, which users can be classified as Open SUSE contributors or Open SUSE members. And of course, these people would get things like an opensuse.org address. And other distributions implement this by having some type of community council, and people go to the community council and say, hey, I'm done with this stuff. Can I be officially acknowledged? And then they get acknowledgement. But I'm not sure this is completely suited to the way Open SUSE is run and dealt with. Not really the same as Debian or Ubuntu. So discussion about that is still going on, but hopefully we can reach some conclusions and get real community acknowledgement and real collaboration. Also, there needs to be trying to really get one medium of communication, and I think the most obvious place to have this is on the Open SUSE project list, which, although it's there, very few people are subscribed to after change. And there are people who care about the community but don't really know about how to get involved or how to unify this community. And I really think the project list is the place for that to be done. So quickly. Now, I'd just like to open up discussion and if there's any questions or ideas, what can happen?
Yeah. Well, there has been some thoughts of the direction of a community council or we've been discussing it shortly. There have been some ideas to create some sort of committee or council or something, although it sounds dangerously condescending, so one has to be careful setting it up. With having members from different parts of the open SUSE community and have some people from SUSE novel as well, because one of the issues is that at some point when you have a mailing list like open SUSE with lots of people and lots of noise, and sometimes you need to get the job done, and it's sometimes more efficient to bring the people together who really want to push something forward. And so it could be interesting as an option also, for example, for deciding of who gets this official acknowledgement or not. So it could be a useful tool, sort of, to get some stuff done. So that's also an idea where we are currently starting to explore things, but one has to be really careful, because if you see other distributions, I'm personally not very fond of the way it works with Fedora, for example, where basically the board is just Red Hat people and very few from the community, so that's obviously not where we want to go. So we shouldn't have a council which is made of people from Novel only, but it might be an option. And discussions with Forum up to now have been running pretty well, but the point is to see whether it does make sense to merge or not. So maybe the best option is to have several split forums, but we really want to have the discussion for real, actually. What didn't happen up to now. So we're trying to bring the people together to actually discuss this and see what the outcome is.
Yeah. Definitely the whole point of OpenSUSE is that it's meant to be collaboration with the community. So it wouldn't make the whole plan is to eventually have the community really take part in the development of the process and have this kind of same advancement and both be contributors to the distribution. So that's something that really has to happen. So hopefully through discussions and community meetings maybe, and the deal of the forum unification, hopefully seems quite hopeful, so hoping that might happen soon. Definitely encouraging discussion.
Actually, the most, in my opinion, the most critical part of all is actually to bring people together and have at least one way of communicating, because web forums are kind of islands that don't talk to the other people because they don't like mailing lists, and SUSE people don't show up on web forums either, and it's really kind of missing one communication pipe between all the parts, actually. And personally, I think it's really the first thing we have to set up. And I've discussed with forum people, and they're very positive about that at the moment. So if you could have like a few mods and a few active people from each part on a single mailing list that is low traffic, but where we can push some information, some thoughts, and where we can work together, to be the first step to really start initiatives more actively, because currently it's really running after people, and many people don't know about stuff happening, and that's stupid, because you lose momentum, you lose resources that could contribute and who don't, because they just don't know about it, or they don't know the people who work on it, and they think, oh, I'm not going to get involved into this, they won't want my help or something. So it really is a need to have a communication thing going on. And it's also important that basically as a community we have to step up and be able to do this, because many people have always then turned to Novel and say, well, it's up to them to do it, but that's ridiculous. If we can't at least bring some stuff together this way ourselves, then we don't really have a community, in my opinion. And basically, from talking to Novel people, I know that they are waiting for us to do it, actually. And we don't want them to decide everything. So it's the people who say, well, it's up to them to solve it, are the same people who are saying, yeah, but we also want community input, and we don't want Novel to tell us and decide everything. So that's easy, but it doesn't work. So actually, we are a few people now, we're trying to, also Francis and Benjamin and me and a few other people, are really trying to put this thing together and assemble a few people, and which is also why this talk.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully we can really get a merge of the micro communities and the different spaces, so everyone can come together, contribute, and have one centralized community. One of the main problems that a lot of people have with this is they say, oh yeah, but Linux is also about choice, and why should Ruby lack of choice? But they're, I think, just starting to conflate centralization and lack of choice. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can have a centralized community, and then maybe you can have a few other places, but you still have one medium of communication, so you know if, where to have something done, this is where you go. And that's the way pretty much other community distributions have it running as well. And of course, it's not mutually exclusive to choice at all. Any other questions? Ideas?
Lots.
Probably not a long-term solution, well, definitely isn't, but as it stands, is there no way to have some kind of, is there anyone that frequents the different kind of fragmented communities and could sort of aggregate what's happening there and kind of be a bit of a public liaison for like other people, I suppose?
Yeah, this is what we try to have with a community meeting, like trying to get all people all together, and we did get quite a bit of publicity for it, like had the only announce this and stuff. And there's a few of us who, even in the last few weeks, have been on the forums when this discussion was going on for unification and other places. The problem is, there are some people who are enthusiastic about merging, other people who think, just like the way things are, don't really want things to change at the time they're well, but it's something really positive, I think. So,
and the point is, it should be active. So. Actually, each part should have the will to do it, because it's useless if they don't want to. And they should proactively say, okay, yes, we want to communicate with the others, and yes, we are people. We are going to subscribe on the mailing list, and we're going to talk with others because we want to. If you need to get other people involved to poke them all the time to see what happens and passively, then it's sort of pointless. There will be, of course, people who don't want to. That's okay, but we should at least try to bring everyone together. And it's merging partly. It's more of having a link between everyone, at least. I mean, every of these micro-community builds up on the sweat and blood of people who have spent their time doing it. And of course, it's their babies. They don't want to drown or give away. But at least having people talking together, that's really the point.
Okay, move on to the next one. Thank you.